A street and park in Kirikiri Roa, Hamilton, have had their names officially changed to recognise the area's Māori heritage. This involved removing references to colonial soldiers. Von Tempsky Street and Dawson Park were renamed Pūtikitiki Street and Te Wehenga Park in a ceremony yesterday. Kaumātua Timi Maipi has been an advocate for the change. He joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
What does this mean? It's taken some time, hasn't it? And it's been a process. You've had historian Vincent O'Malley involved to verify all this. It's taken a while, but you've got there. What was the significance of yesterday?
Great for Māori anyway, given that all those whose names have been on the streets for those many years have been responsible for the losses of lives and the losses of lands that we've been involved with since 1863. So the removal of those names, and there's more yet to be removed. Bryce Street, for example, is one, even Hamilton, Victoria Street. You know, there are many other names that are around that need to be addressed. And
let's be clear here, the street names identified by, I think, Vincent O'Malley, obviously a preeminent historian when it comes to the New Zealand wars. Von Tempsky, for example, a cavalry leader who was seen as attacking a group of young Māori children. So we're not talking, this is pretty clear cut, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He came in into our land wars in 1863 and was named the Von Tempsky, the canoe masher. You know, so he was quite smart in the way he addressed the bloody land wars, though, to be quite honest. That doesn't make it right, but he was a smart operator, from what I could gather from the stories I've heard. Mm. Not only from what I've read, but what my own grandparents had talked to us about.
And so what do you think? Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? How do you think the significance of having those names changed in years to come for, I guess, for young people in the area who grow up around there, that will be significant?
Yeah, it's, as long as the stories are of those who came to plunder the Waikato regions and around New Zealand, as long as the story is told why those names are removed, just remove them for the sake of removal without telling the story is a little bit, then it needs to be challenged, eh? Because some of those street names named after those soldiers that came into the battles was devastating.
That's right, and as you say, there is a process around this. So you think there will be more names that will go through that process, more street names?
Absolutely. In my town in Rahupokeka, Russell's Road would be one that I would target. Thomas Russell was responsible for the starting of the war at Tarangiriri. But what the locals don't really know is how the name came and who the name was named after.
Mm. How important is it to get that process right in the sense that, you know, some names might not be changed? I mean, you get the historians in because there might be some who will object that there is a proper process where it needs to be clear, doesn't it, that there was...
Well, not really. When you come in with people who come in from overseas to pick up a gun and attack innocent people, I don't think we need to justify...
But even just establishing that fact will help in terms of any opposition that you might face.
Oh, well, I suppose I'm not too sure. I just think that every name in the country that has that's been referred to those who came in and caused havoc should be challenged. And whether it comes from a historian or from the local people, because the local people know more about what went on in those battles as well as those historians. And I like O'Malley's stories, actually. He's very good.
Indeed. Hey, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Interesting stuff there with the change of those two street names. One street name, one park. There may be more to come. That was Kaumātua Timi Maipi there.